Do you have a dirty little secret? Welcome to the club.
And you're all invited.
The first rule of the Dirty Little Secrets Club is tell everyone about the Dirty Little Secrets Club.
We're handing out memberships free of charge.
Step up to the VIP line and let Dana and Brimstone take you on a weekly ride of secrets and debauchery.
Now buckle up, Buttercup, because things are about to get heated on the Dirty Little Secrets Club. Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Dirty Little Secrets Club. We're your hosts.
Dana Pereira.
And this is Brimstone, and it's going to be another great episode today. We got some stuff to talk about today. I know you got some fun stuff. We got a little bit of heavy stuff, but, you know, it's a nice little blend. It's a nice little blend.
You know, after last week's episode, I was like, man, we have got to, like, incorporate some of the weird shit in the world. It's our job. It is our duty here at the Dirty Little Secrets Club to bring the dirty little secrets of the world, not just pop culture. So, yeah, I got some fun stuff for you. I wanted to make sure that we were still giving some juicy stuff, not just some heavy stuff.
That's true. It is our duty to please those booties. So we got to make sure, you
duty.
Know, you like that word.
Duty.
Yeah. Duty. Wow. I am the great Cornolio. I'm TV for my bunghole. Yeah. Okay.
Right. You are way too good at that.
That was one of my favorites.
So good.
That was one of my favorites.
I'm impressed. I'm sitting here impressed right now.
Aw, thanks. I appreciate it.
I would have been more impressed if you would have pulled your shirt up over your head.
I actually considered it simply because we're filming, but then I realized we're filming and maybe I shouldn't do that. I don't want to go too crazy with that, but
you want to hear what my husband did yesterday?
Oh my god, what did he do?
So my husband out for a dinner yesterday with some friends, which of course
he wearing the pineapple shirt.
He was not wearing his pineapple shirt, but okay. Anybody that is listening, go check out Twitter for my husband's pineapple shirt. He might be a swinger now. I'll put it up on the Dirty Little Secrets Club too. So he goes out yesterday and he's drinking with some friends. He went to a nice dinner, so it wasn't like he wasn't going out clubbing or partying or anything. He was going to a nice dinner. He had a bottle of Prosecco and then he had two bottles of wine. Not just him, the table. Okay. There's multiple people at the table.
I was just gonna say he drank three bottles of wine. Himself.
Oh my god. No. He wouldn't have been able he would have died. There's no way.
Oof. Okay. All right. So he went to dinner.
He goes to dinner.
Bottles of wines with some friends. Okay.
Yes.
I'm with.
He comes home. Now, I don't know how I know you're not a big drinker, and I know occasionally if you go out, Danielle will have a couple of drinks and you have to put her to bed, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
My husband, I was already in bed. My husband comes home. Now, because he's been drinking, he's cuddly. He wants to cuddle. He wants to love. He wants to hug. He wants to kiss. Now, I have not been drinking.
He's a
very happy. Yes. Well, when he's drinking wine, yes. Other things, no, not a happy drunk. Wine, he's good. I have to wake up at 6 in the morning. I do not want to be cuddled. I do not want your hot alcohol breath in my face. I want to go to sleep.
I don't want your hot alcohol breath in my face at 6 a.m. What are you doing at 6? Hold on. Oh, because you had to wake up.
I have to wake up and take the kids to school. Yeah, so I'm fighting him off, basically. Like, dude, I go, bro, get away from me. Bro, seriously, bro. And he rolls over and he goes, I was broed to the other side of my bed.
That's not cool.
Bro. But it made me think about the difference between men and women. Because if I came home drunk and wanted to like cuddle and like curl up with him and put my hot alcohol breath in his face, he would be like, yes, please. Crawl inside of me if you want. You know, like he would be like, yes. Thank God she wants to cuddle with me. And I am the exact opposite. Are you like that with Danielle? If she's had a couple of beverages, are you like, yes, please come cuddle?
I mean, I don't know. It doesn't happen all that often,
I
but
know.
there's never an opportunity. It's like once you're in there, it's like knocked out.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I was hoping to have knocked out, but my husband does this other really cute, adorable thing whenever he's drinking, where he snores like a fucking freight train. So guess who didn't get any sleep last night?
Oh, so you didn't get it. Well, you look wide awake, I'll tell you that much.
7 cups of coffee later.
Oh, wow. So you're wired. You're like,
I'm
hello, how are
fucking
you?
buzzed right now on caffeine for sure.
Oh my goodness. I mean the thing that would have topped that whole story off is if he was wearing the pineapple shirt, because you took so much heat on that.
So
It
much.
was it was a little unfair, I think. I think people just
Oh.
weren't passing the vibe check,
They weren't. They
No.
absolutely were not. Some were, but some people were not. But welcome to the internet, right? Like, especially Twitter. Welcome to Twitter. That's just people go on there. They're like, I hate my life. Who can I attack today? In that
That's true.
voice, that's how they sound.
It's true. And do you notice how we still call it Twitter instead of X?
I refuse to say X. And the reason is because I'm old. So I do that thing where it's already like permanent in my brain. It's like
Okay.
when they change the name of a football field and I'm like, fuck you, it's PNC Park, or it's, I mean, that's not the name of the football field, but it's Heinz Field, you know?
Okay.
It's not AccraSure or whatever they're calling it in these buckets. No, it's Heinz Field. Where are you going? Heinz Field? Yes, I'm going to Heinz Field.
I couldn't tell you which field is which, so okay, I'm gonna go with
What it's
that.
like when you're like, no, the name changed, but it's still the same in your brain because that's what it was when you
Right.
were younger.
Right. Or how about when a band changes but they still keep the same name? How do you feel about
Yeah.
that?
Yeah.
You
Like
know?
the singer changes or
Yeah,
something like
or like a
that.
guitarist changes, like Motley Crue has changed members throughout the years and and they still call themselves Motley Crue.
Yeah, or at what is it, Adam Lambert? What's his name? Adam, whatever. He was on American Idol and now he's like the
Yeah.
front man for
Adam Lambert.
Queen.
Yeah, Adam Lambert.
And Adam Lambert, yeah. And I'm like, it's not the same band anymore.
It's Queen with that guy.
It's Queen with Adam Lambert featuring Adam Lambert.
Yeah. I get it. Change is difficult sometimes.
Yeah.
But I mean, look, I guess you all gotta get used to, hey, everybody's gotta get used to the fact that we changed up the Dirty Little Secrets Club, right?
Yeah, and my husband has got to get used to the fact that I don't want his hot alcohol breath in my face when I too have not indulged in some adult beverages.
So did
If I
you
had indulged, it would have been different, probably.
so you could have indulged, right? I mean,
I mean, I'm
you
really
get put
trying.
to sleep eventually,
I've taken my drinking down to like I'll have wine on Saturday night and then
Okay.
maybe Sunday, depending on the weather, if it's going to be a Sunday fun day or
Oh,
not. So
really?
yeah, I'm trying to like live
Wow.
this healthier lifestyle. I'm really being good about it. Like I didn't drink for a whole month. Last month it was like 4 whole weeks no alcohol. I did a dry 4 weeks and now I'm like, all right, like I can have wine if I go to dinner or something, but I'm not gonna like sit on my couch on a Tuesday and have wine anymore.
I you know what? It's probably a good thing. But
Probably.
I will say, and what do you call it? When I was at your house, there were boxes of wine
Oh yeah, I still have those.
everywhere. Everywhere. So I don't know what you're gonna do with all that. That's gonna last you
It's just gonna,
literally
slow,
a
age
lifetime.
like a fine wine, right? Like
Yeah.
it's wine that it's not going anywhere anytime soon. So we'll just let it age and get better.
You know what's funny? Everybody says aging like a fine wine, right? But what do you call it? I've had where a perfect example, like in I grew up in Uniondale. That was the my you know where I, the house that I grew up in. When we moved from Uniondale, there was alcohol and stuff there. So I had taken the alcohol, to my mother's house, and then when I went and when my mother passed away, a lot of the same wine was there, and I went to take the wine. And what do you call it? And I looked at it, and it never opened. It was completely and utterly disgusting.
Yeah.
So that's not fine wine looking,
Well, I'll tell you. I'll tell you why.
Okay.
So, wine needs to be stored properly. It can't have like too much heat, too much cold. It can't fluctuate all that much. It has to be stored properly for it to age like a fine wine. And then also there's wine quality. Some wines are just trash. You got to drink them right away. They have all of their sulfites or whatever, I don't know which one. So if it's already crap wine, it's not going to last very long.
Fair enough.
It's wine that's good but wasn't stored properly, also not going to last that long.
Fair enough. Okay.
Yeah, that's why you got to drink it quick.
Cruds in it.
I'm like,
no, no good. No, whatever. See, here at Grindhouse in the studio, I have one of those wine things, one of the wine cellar. What is it called?
A wine fridge?
Yeah, a wine fridge.
Uh-huh.
So I have one of them sitting in there. I mean, you know, it kind of just holds, you know, a couple of bottles of, you know, and that's it. But
yeah,
we don't
I have a wine fridge in my garage.
Okay.
And then I have one in the little pantry area.
Right.
And then I have like storage for my other wines. So the boxes of wine that you saw, this is going to sound weird, but I gave them to my housekeeper.
Oh, no.
There was like
serious?
Cases and cases of wine. There are probably like 6 cases of wine in there. And I gave them to my housekeeper because we weren't going to drink them. And I was like, they're going to go to waste. So do you want these? And she was like, yep, I'll be back. So she came and just loaded up her car with cases of wine.
Wow. She's probably like, haha, I was taking them anyway. No, I'm just kidding.
You know
I'm
what? She treats me very well. She has to clean toilets in my house with, you know, many boys. So she deserved those cases of wine.
Four boys. Well, one man, two almost men. And I guess in my religion, the Jewish religion, you know, they're men. So wait, you're half Jewish, aren't you?
No.
No, you're not. Well,
no.
Nobody's perfect. It's okay.
Yeah.
what do you call it? I'm just messing with you. I am. Are you getting ready for Easter this weekend?
I am. And the thing is, I'm not religious. So I really piss people off with my zombie Jesus comments. But
I say it all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a religious person. I do the Easter baskets for my kids. But Easter, like if you ask my kids, what is Easter all about? They're going to say a fucking bunny comes to my house. They hide an Easter basket for me. And then I get chocolate wasted. Like that's what Easter is.
I get chocolate wasted. Yes. I would totally love to go hide eggs at your house. That would be fun. What do you call it? So my kids are Jewish, you know, and what do you call it? My ex was Protestant and what do you call it? You know, so I always tried to, you know, let them enjoy a little bit of everything. And I kind of want to just, do better. But at the end of the day, so I always did like a total kick-ass Easter for the kids where like I'd have an extreme egg hunt and like they'd be up in the trees, on the ground, bushes, you name it, things
Ninja
everywhere.
Ninja warrior
right?
egg hunt.
Oh, yeah. It was amazing. And, maybe I'm a dick for doing that. But, in terms of just, wanting to do better than my ex. But my kids deserved it and I wanted to make sure that they had the best. So, I did what I had to do to make sure that they enjoyed it. And So I did it every year. But But Haley, she had it for a little while when the kids were, still, before they moved out.
Yeah.
But, since she's 100% Jewish, It's you don't really need it.
We don't got to do it anymore.
Yeah. So she's like, I'm cool with that. Just get me candy when it's 50% off the next day.
There you go. The next day. Smart girl. Smart girl.
So I
like
don't have
it.
To hide it. But I'm going to tell you, I do miss going out, waking up at the ass crack of dawn and hiding everything.
Oh, well, please come over because I don't miss that at all.
I would enjoy coming over and doing it for you. What do you call it? But then I'd have to fly to California. So. My arms are really tired if I did that.
I don't know how you're gonna make it.
So you've got some funny shit that you found on the internet. What do you call
Speaking of flying, this actually ties nicely into one of the things in the world that is hilarious right now. And it was actually an Am I at the Asshole post. So I'm curious what you think of this one.
Okay.
So there was a woman who married her husband. They're both from another country. And she goes back quite often to see her family. Whenever she got married, her dad moved back to whatever country they're from. I'm not sure what it was. But her dad didn't like her husband that much.
Okay.
So after they got married, they were flying to their home country. And she mentions to him that they're going to be staying with her father.
Okay.
And this guy is not happy about it. He's upset. But she's like, can you just like stop? It's my dad. Like, just try. Right.
Right.
So she had to work. He got to the airport earlier with their bags. And then she was going to meet him at the airport.
Okay. So she was meeting the boyfriend.
The husband.
The husband at the airport. Before they were leaving to go and see her father.
Which was a long flight, like 18 hours, super expensive flight to get to. So they're in the U.S., they're flying to wherever they're going to.
Okay.
So he indulges in some adult beverages.
Oh, wait, on the plane?
Not on the plane, before the plane.
Okay.
While he's waiting for her to get there.
And she still hasn't gotten there.
She gets there. They go to board the flight.
Okay.
Flight attendants say he's too drunk to get on the plane. He can't get on. They don't let him board.
Really?
He's too drunk to get on the plane. So
is
the wife. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah. People don't like if you're too wasted leaving New Orleans. I have to pretend like I have to put on my sober face whenever I'm leaving New Orleans, because usually it's like we're out until 3 a.m. And then we go to the airport and fly out at 5 a.m.
Wow. Okay. All right. Okay. I don't drink. I don't drink excessively.
I know.
What I mean? So I, you know, like for me, if anything, you know, like I've had maybe a drink on a long flight. You know what I mean? Because I have like the passes or whatever that they send you, or the drink tickets
and stuff.
Somebody recognizes and buys a drink, and you're like, thank you, and you know, like that I've done, but not to excess. Not in excess, so I wouldn't know. Okay, go ahead. Continue the story.
This guy is too drunk to get on the plane. Flight attendant says, nope, denied boarding. So the wife is like, well, bye. She gets on the plane and flies home to her country, leaves her husband in the airport. Because she was like, this is an 18-hour flight. I don't get to go see my family very often. The tickets are super expensive. Like, I'm not wasting this, because he decided, she thinks, to purposely sabotage their flight out because he didn't want to stay with her dad.
All right. First and foremost, is there more to the story?
No, that is the story. Now, here's the thing. I am paraphrasing what I read in an article. So if I missed any details, it's possible. But I still thought it would be fun to do see what you thought about this situation.
First and foremost, I don't understand why they didn't get there at the same time. That's a little weird to me to begin with. But okay, no problem. I can work with that. The fact that he was drinking, I'm sure he didn't drink overboard in order to, you know, become, you know, stupid drunk and not go on the flight.
What if he was nervous?
He could have been nervous. Maybe he doesn't like to fly, maybe whatever it was. They could have also said that he's not drunk, that he has medical issues. You know, that what do you call it? He just needs to sleep, and they should have put him on and done that or complained.
Medical issues won't get you on a plane.
Really?
They will divert for medical issues. They won't. Oh. If they think somebody has a medical issue, they're not putting them on a plane.
All right, fair enough. Okay, well, then all right, let's take that out of the fact of the matter is, if they would not let him on the plane, that does not mean that you're losing that ticket. That means they have to put you on a different flight. They can't just say no, deny you the flight, and you lose your money. No, that's not going to happen.
So
she should have said, listen, you know, if you don't feel that he's okay to go on right now, which I, you know, which is unfair, but if you're going to tell us that it's not okay for him to go on now, what's the next flight out? So this way we'll sit, we'll wait for however a couple of hours, let him, you know, feel, you know, get a little more down to earth, and then we'll take the next flight. You people make the arrangements. You know what I mean? I think that she should have stayed there in the airport with him. Listen, Day, I mean, I've been in airports for 8 hours at a clip, not wanting to, but you have no choice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, like I would say, no, I'm not going without, you know, I wouldn't have went without.
I go two ways on this, and I'll tell you both sides of my thinking. So one, if it was me, now that we just had a situation where a college student was left by himself, drunk, wandered into a river in Nashville and died, right? They say it's an accidental death. So
really?
My thinking is, why would we leave somebody intoxicated by themselves? If he's that intoxicated that he can't go on a plane, why would we leave him by himself, left to his own devices at an airport where he could potentially get hurt?
Was he like being loud and boisterous? I mean,
possibly. Like, I'm not really sure. But my second thought is, if it was her and he didn't stay and she was by herself wasted, that also could potentially be bad. Like, I mean, would you leave your drunk wife in a public place by herself?
No, I wouldn't leave a drunk friend by themselves.
Exactly. So I do see that point of view. And I would like to think that I wouldn't. However, I don't know what his social behavior before this was like. If my husband was doing something that pissed me off and then it was going to take away from my good time, my seeing my family, because he wanted to go and do something stupid, I could also see being really upset and being like, you know what? This is on you. You did this to yourself. You're not taking my time away from my dad. I'm getting on this flight.
Right, right.
So I could see both sides there. And I guess it's, you know, to each their own, but
I would be pissed, Dana. I would be pissed off, but I would say, okay, we'll wait. You know, put us on the next flight.
Yeah. I guess it would depend on how pissed I was. In that moment,
if you and I were traveling together to go do an event somewhere and so forth, and you were just having a day and you had a bunch of drinks and they would do the same thing to you, I would in a million years never leave you there. I'd be like, this sucks, but I would say, all right, put us on the next flight. You know, give us a couple hours for her. I'll get you some coffee and I'll sit and make sure that you nurse back to soberness. But that's just me. Like, I would never, even if it was something really important that we had to go to, I wouldn't just leave you there.
And
that's
I appreciate that. And I would also like to think that I would never put you in that situation.
I would assume you wouldn't. But if you did,
fingers crossed, man.
But if you did, I've got you.
I like to board planes.
Yeah, no, but if you did, I've got you. Or I'd be like, all right, you know, but basically put my arm around you and go be like, all right, Day, we're going to be very, very calm. Don't say anything. We're just going to walk you right in. Just
smile,
be quiet.
Keep walking.
Just smile and keep walking.
Put your hat down over your eyes.
Yeah. And if any, I'd be like, pretend like you're sleepy.
Slowly.
And if they say anything, or I'd get a
wheelchair.
Thank you. A wheelchair, and put you in the wheelchair, you know, and be like, all right, well, listen, I need to, you know, walk her in. You know, she's not feeling.
She had
so
an
well.
Accident. She needs wheeled into her seats.
That's what I would do. I mean, I would never leave you. Like, come on, man. That's just ridiculous.
Like I said, I could go either way on that one. She left him and got on the flight and went.
And that's all we know about the whole story.
That's all I know. I don't know if anybody posted anything more about it. That's all I read of it. But I was like, wow. And I bet some of our listeners will have thoughts on which way they might go, or maybe even things that we didn't even think of for this one. But I think that you have to be pretty damn intoxicated to be denied boarding to a plane.
I got
to
believe if that was the case, he must have been walking in there like, mouthing off or doing something stupid.
Or like super smelled like alcohol or something.
Yeah. But I mean, if that's the case, just spray yourself with some cologne or something. I mean,
spray some cologne in your mouth.
Well, I mean, look, I always have like stuff with me, like the little things. So this way, when I'm traveling, I can try to stay as fresh as possible, you know, even though it doesn't necessarily work all the time. But, you know, like, because I'm a big guy. So, you know, I want to make sure that I'm not sitting somewhere and sticking up the joint, you know. But
totally.
So I'll have, you know, some cologne. I'll have deodorant. I'll have, what do you call it? Sometimes I'll have like a little Listerine or something.
You're
or
such
at least
a
mints,
thoughtful passenger. You know?
I am.
Appreciate that. I wish more people would be thoughtful.
Well, but I usually also, depending on what I'm flying, I'll usually have my seat, and then I have a second seat next to me, so this way I can not have anybody in the middle. You know
Oh,
what I mean?
that is wonderful.
Yeah, I can't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Like, again, if we were flying, if I could get that second seat, I would. But, you know, like, you're so tiny, it wouldn't necessarily make too much of a difference. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, and I would assume that you wouldn't care if I was right next to you. But I wouldn't, I'm not like this, you know. But
I'd probably end up drooling on your shoulder, but yeah,
probably.
Sure.
And that's fine. But, you know, but if you were by yourself and you had two people on each side of you that you don't know and they're my size, you're not going to be thrilled. And most of the time, they're going to smell like shit.
Yeah. Oof. Don't want that.
I'm sorry. Not
don't
trying to be
that.
A dick. It's just it's the truth.
Yep.
You know what I mean? People are very, you know, when they're traveling, it's like, for some reason, people don't like to take care of themselves. And on top of that, what do you call it? Like, you know, especially when you go into destinations like California or Florida and so forth, where there's like the theme parks.
Yeah.
Forget about it. The theme park people are sometimes the very worst. They smell like such ass. It's like ass and pickles. No matter where you go, it smells like ass and pickles. That's it. It's true. You know, it's true. Ass and pickles.
That might be the title of this week's episode.
But am I wrong? Like, am I wrong? Right?
It is my favorite thing that I think you've ever said.
But that's what the aroma is. You're walking around, you stand. I can't stand on lines. I will not stand in line. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I have, you know, things that, you know, connections for Disney and Universal and so forth and whatever. So I usually can get through a park pretty quick and
yeah,
not wait on lines. But you're still, even when you're not waiting on lines and you're doing anything VIP and so forth, there's still other people around.
Right,
and when
totally.
You catch a whiff
of
some
ass
of
and
these
pickles.
People, it's ass and pickles. It's like somebody shat themselves and then used the shat to sit and put under their armpits and then around their necks as if it was cologne. You know
oh,
what
boy.
I mean?
No, thank
am
you
I
to
wrong?
That. No,
am I
thank you
wrong?
To that. No, I've definitely smelled, like, that's one of my biggest fears on a plane is that the person next to me is either going to be like gassy or like smell like BO or something like that. So, yeah,
How about the loud fuckers? How about the loud fuckers?
Yeah.
All right. There was this one, I don't even know where I was going, but I remember there was this dude behind me and everybody was pissed off. He had earphones in, right? The little earphones, and he was watching something, and every 2 seconds,
oh, that's right. That you were flying. This was recently.
Yeah, because this was not.
You talked about this.
Yeah. I swear to God, I turned around. I
Maybe
was like,
Texas?
I'm going to rip this freaking guy's head off.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, when you're pissing off everybody in the goddamn plane, like that, you should know. Like, there's people just, they just have this, they just, I don't
I know.
And then
I know.
You got the ghosts, stinkers, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Who they'll sit there and then
the phantom farters.
Phantom farters, you know, and they sit there and pass wind, and then they don't like that, like nothing happened, you know?
Uh-huh. Well, because
nasty
they're like,
people.
There's 12 people surrounding me right now. They'll never know it's me.
Yeah. Yeah. And they got headphones on because you got this moron laughing louder than
uh-huh.
You know,
you
like,
know?
Ugh. I can't handle.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you have any other funny stories? Or?
We're going to transition from alcohol to drugs.
Oh, all right. This is a healthy episode.
I know. There is a social media influencer, I believe, I want to say India or something like that, but I might be wrong. But he was held for 14 days after police found 9 cobras and a plastic bottle with 20 milliliters of snake venom at a party that he was having. People's drug of choice at this party was snake venom.
Can you just cobras, you say?
Oh, 9 cobras.
They had, so you're telling me this dude had 9 real live cobras
that they were milking, apparently.
They were milking 9 cobras and then distributing the venom?
Yeah.
What the fuck are these people doing with the venom?
No, but how are you not afraid you're gonna die? I mean, I guess if you're doing heroin or anything else, you have the potential of dying also. So never mind, that tracks. But like, if I'm going into a party and there are nine cobras just chilling, I am noping the fuck out of there.
There are nine cobras just chilling. But what? Like, I don't understand how this works. I'm so very confused.
Yeah. I don't know if they drink it, if they shoot it, if they drop it on the top. I don't know. I don't even know what snake venom does to a person, but I have to imagine that it's like a...
Nothing good.
Well, here's me being judgmental. Okay, are you ready for my dirty little secret?
Oh my God, okay.
Back in my raving days, which was a very long time ago.
I didn't know you did raving.
Oh, but I was like 18 to 20 years old, I think, whenever I was like huge into raving because I couldn't go to bars. So I just went to parties and did drugs.
Okay.
Back in my raving days, I would do ketamine.
No. Are you serious?
I've done ketamine. I've put myself in a K-hole before. So I guess that's not much different. I mean, it's a tranquilizer versus snake venom, but I don't know. I guess I've done some pretty stupid shit to myself back in the day.
You think? I am so upset with you right now. I know it's in the past.
Listen, I was a dumb 18 to 20 year old person.
Oh,
you know, like that past me really wanted to numb. This was before therapy. This was injured, hurt, sad Dana numbing herself at raves, thinking that I was cool by doing ecstasy and ketamine. I'll still dance, though.
That's just crazy. All right. Well, so you put that, and all it does is make you hallucinate, right?
I don't know if you, I mean, I would imagine you would hallucinate. That sounds about right. If you get bit by like a, what do we have out here? Rattlesnakes. Like that can mess with your brain.
Yeah.
Cobras, and these are cobras.
Like, why the hell would you even, first of all, why the hell would you want to F with a freaking cobra? Like, I would not mess with a cobra.
Mess with a cobra after you've already done snake venom? Like, could you imagine the dumbass people that were already fucked up from the snake venom and then being like, look, a cobra.
Yeah, I know. Look, I want to pet it.
Yeah. I want to cuddle cobra.
I'll pet that dog.
Right? Can you imagine? Yeah, that's
My husband trying to cuddle me in bed, and I'm like, shh.
Yeah, right. Well, he still wants to spit his cobra on that. You know
he
what I mean?
Sure does. Like
that's a little dirty little secrets.
Uh-huh.
A little bit of it coming back. There.
Uh-huh.
No, you know, at the end of the day, yeah, that's kind of effed up. I don't know why anybody would want to mess with that stuff. It's just ludicrous. Like, why? I don't understand why anybody wants to put things into their systems that they don't know what's going to happen to them, you know, at that point, in a week from now, 2 weeks from now, a month, 2 months, 10 months, a year, five years, 10 years, because of the shit that you're putting in your body now.
100%.
That's one of the reasons, like, that's why I don't drink very much. That's why I've never done drugs. I don't, what do you call it? Like, I don't even like to take aspirin and, you know, Tylenols and stuff. And I do because a certain, you know, my head's really bad and my knee's really hurting. But what do you call, and I'll do it and I'll double stack them at that point. But they work really well because I don't do anything else, you know?
Yeah, I'm that way now. Like, I don't, I mean, obviously I'm not doing drugs. I barely take Tylenol, you know, like if I will suffer through my cramps rather than take Tylenol. And there are times where I have to be like, stop torturing yourself, Dana. Just take a stupid Tylenol and move on with your day.
Right. No, I'm with you.
But maybe I should drop some snake venom.
Yeah, let's do that. Next time I'm in Cali with you, we're going to drop some snake venom.
We're going to find ourselves a rattlesnake.
Find a rattlesnake.
We're going to milk that bitch.
We're going to milk that some bitch. Milk. That some bitch, and then we're gonna be like, holla at your boy, and be like, wait, hold on, how do they do it? They put it on their tongue, do they snort it? I mean, it's liquid, so I guess you don't snort it. You shove it into your veins, like
put it up your butthole. I don't know. I don't know how they do it.
Well, listen, I'm out on that one. I'm tapping.
I was a raver. I never put ecstasy in my butthole, but I know people who did.
Well, because apparently you can. I've heard this. I don't know where I heard it from. but what do you call it, that you can actually taste from your anus. So if you put stuff in there, and that's why people do that soaking. Is that what it's called, soaking?
So I don't know that you can taste from your anus. However, I do know that putting it up your anus is like a direct path to the blood system. And so it hits you quickly. You get it a lot faster than you would if you swallowed it and had to digest it and wait for your body to metabolize it and all of that stuff. I don't know about snake venom. I am curious, though. Like, I might need to do a deep dive on what the fuck snake venom does to you as a drug.
Yeah,
because
that's weird.
What?
I'm not feeling the snake venom. I'm sorry. I'm not feeling the snake venom. Listen, you know, you want to put drugs up in you, you know, all right, go for it. Like, you know, don't have anything to do with me if you do it. I can't.
Oh, youths are increasingly turning to snake venom as a substitute for traditional drugs after discovering that highs can last for days.
Why? What the hell? Something's wrong with our youth. Something's really wrong with our youth. I don't get it. I just don't understand.
I mean, first of all, I would not want to be high for days. Could you? Holy shit.
I've never been high, so I couldn't tell you what it would be like for days.
Oh my God. Well, I've definitely been high, and that shit is scary. I mean, it's not scary, but you're like, at some point you're like, I'd like to sleep now, you know? Like, I'd like to have a job or, you know, like be a productive member of society. Some people don't, though. So I guess a high for days is what they looking for.
That's craziness. Well, I guess some people would want to be high for days. There are people like that. Hey, it's in the movies.
Yep. It sure is. I definitely would not want to be anywhere near fucking cobras, especially while high.
No, you trip on it. What happens when you trip and fall and you fall into the freaking snake tank?
Imagine the headline for your
fucking fear
obituary. Yeah.
I'm in Fear Factor. I ain't afraid of no cobras. No. Look, snakes in general are some nasty bitches, you know, but like cobras, especially after they've been sitting getting their freaking, their fangs freaking, you know, juiced. Oh,
yeah, then they're mad.
Big mad. Big mad. I still love that. I still love Big Mad. I'm sorry, I do. Anyway, what else we got? Anything?
Well, we got Diddy. We got Diddy in the news.
Oh my goodness. So yeah, all right. So Puffy.
Formerly Puffy. Puff Daddy.
Now he's
P Diddy.
P Diddy and
Dizzle.
we're hit.
Dizzle my
we're
nizzle.
Hearing, it's kind of similar to Quiet on Set where they're diddying, you know, the kids, and it's not cool. You heard what I did there?
I heard. All right. Diddy.
What do you call
Diddy's
allegedly,
diddling.
Allegedly. Nothing's come out as factual yet. As of this point,
at the time
right
of
now,
recording, yeah.
At the time of recording, they've been looking at him for years, apparently, about trafficking. Sex trafficking and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not, you know, I'm sorry to say it the way I did it. I'm trying to be a little lighter with it because we've had a couple of heavy episodes, the last couple of episodes. And what do you call it? You know, obviously I'm meaning it in jest and playfully. Hopefully you don't take it too inappropriately. But the fact of the matter is that he's been investigated for the last couple of years, if not longer. They just did a raid on at least two of his properties.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Do you know which properties they were?
It was Miami and Los Angeles that we know for sure. I'm not sure. I know he has another home in New York, but I don't know if they raided that one as well. We do know that Miami homes and Los Angeles homes, they were raided.
Right. So, you know, they're raiding the houses. apparently they were treating the family members and the employees at the houses like the police that were going in. They went in like military style, and they were very disrespectful to the people that were, from what I'm hearing. Now,
well, I mean, I don't want to jump on that bandwagon just yet because we don't know what the people in those houses, if any of these accusations of sex trafficking or whatever else is true, and these are the company that he keeps, that means
children?
it's likely that they could be involved as well. His children are grown ass adults. They're not kids. They know what they're around.
Right,
so I don't want to hop on that. Now, I also don't want to say that they were involved. I don't even want to say that Diddy was involved because it's all alleged. It's not, nothing has been, he hasn't been charged with anything or anything like that. But he has had multiple lawsuits that have been settled out of court over the last several months to years, including his ex-girlfriend and somebody that formerly worked for him, all saying that he sexually abused, sexually assaulted, and in general was an abusive, controlling guy, which is interesting. And this is with men and women, not just women.
Wow. Well, the things that just came out recently because of all of this, a video from way back when didn't happen to age well. With him and also he should go back to Puff Daddy rather than Diddy, considering it's not sounding so good with
Diddying, it's way too close to diddle.
Diddling, right? yeah, not good. But what do you call it? An old video resurfaced of him with Justin Bieber when Justin was about 15. Now this is right around the time, funny enough, where I had known Justin Bieber for a tiny period of time, or our paths crossed, I should say. And
was he blinking twice for help?
You know what? He was a very, very respectful, very sweet kid.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call it? Samantha did the red carpet with him. I think I told you about that, right?
Yeah. Well, because Usher found Bieber, right? Found him on like YouTube or something.
On YouTube, right?
And Usher has been tied to Diddy too.
Now, what Diddy actually says in the video, all right, was which is kind of a little creepy as sin. These are his words, not mine. Quoted, "I have been given custody of him," meaning Justin Bieber. "You know he signed to Usher, and I had legal guardianship of Usher when he did his first album. I did Usher's first album." So basically, like, okay, it kind of reminds me of, what do you call it, like the whole back to the quiet on set thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, with Dan Schneider and what do you call, also I don't know if you saw, not to jump around, but Jerry Trailer,
yeah
right,
you sent that to me.
Yeah he plays the older brother on iCarly, and mm-hmm. apparently he is taking a stance, he deleted or stopped following Nickelodeon
and
iCarly. But what do you call it, but he apparently and there was footage of it, tried to protect the kids on the iCarly set.
He was getting in between Dan Schneider and the people on the set. Like if he was doing something inappropriate, touching them or whatever, he would like put himself in the middle, which I kind of want to hug this guy with consent, of course.
Trainer, I believe. Jerry Trainer.
Yeah.
Which is funny because he's such a weirdo on those
shows. I love it.
But that being said, what do you call it? This whole thing, is like the same grooming elements as
a lot of it's coming out lately. Not just lately, over the last several years, it's the behavior is coming out. These people are becoming adults now and they're no longer allowing. They're like, I need to tell this story so that it doesn't happen to kids. Like it's, people are finally saying shit.
But here's another quiet on set apparently this coming month. But you know, now, some of this where, you know, he's sitting and doing things with Justin Bieber at 15 and mm-hmm. we don't know what happened. I mean, Justin hasn't said anything at this point, as far as I know.
Usher, though.
Usher said something?
Usher was in an interview talking about whenever he was like 13. He lived with Diddy when he was like 13 to 15 or something like that. And he was like, I've seen some weird shit. Now, this is alleged. I don't know if this is a rumor or if this is fact, but remember back in 2017 when Usher was sued by three people for not telling them that he had herpes? Apparently, no. He got herpes at Diddy's house when he was a young kid.
Really?
Well, that, again, allegedly, it's a rumor. It's something that I am regurgitating. I don't know this to be fact, but somebody had said that on one of the articles that I was reading that him in that house with all of the sex workers is where he got, or possibly even from Diddy, where he got herpes when he was 15 years old.
Wow. See, and here's the thing. I mean, and it's very, very, it's very disturbing because, you know, we don't, I don't want it to be true. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? I don't want it to be true. I've never liked Diddy, Puffy. I've never liked Puff. I never liked him. I didn't dislike him. He was just there. You know what I mean? He's very powerful in the music industry at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes with power, you know, well, where it does come with great responsibility, some people abuse that responsibility and power.
Yep.
And, you know, but then, and again, I'm, please do not quote me on any of this as though I'm saying that he didn't do anything. But then you got like a Michael Jackson, you know what I mean? Who mm-hmm. had Macaulay Culkin at that young age sleeping over his house and so forth. Now, Michael Jackson, he's had people that have said things for years, but honestly, I think he was just a big kid and he never grew up and I don't think he did anything to the kids, but where were all, how does anybody as a parent let their kids at that age sleep over a grown man's house? Or a grown woman's house, for that matter, who do not that do not have children of that age. You know what I mean? It's I don't what because it's Michael Jackson? Because it's Puff Daddy? Like,
yeah.
You know what?
Yeah, that's exactly, you just hit the nail on the head. That's exactly
that
why.
Jazz. In a million years, my
I
kids
understand
would never have stayed there. Even
but you're
if I
not
was friends
everybody.
With them.
Yep, you're not everybody, though. And yes, there are, like, I am with you. I wouldn't let it happen, totally. But yes, there are people that see people in positions of power and they do what they ask. That happens all the time. And
right.
So, yes, it is easy for me to believe that somebody would be like, oh, you know, Diddy wants Usher to live here for a couple of years while he's working on his album. Cool. No problem. Yeah. He's going to make him a star. Of course they said yes.
Right. I'm not cool with that. I'm not cool with it.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
now he has all of these parties. Diddy is known for his party. His white party in the Hamptons is mm-hmm. like the biggest party of the year, right?
Is it? I don't even know.
Yeah.
I didn't know. No,
I'm pretty
after
sure
this
that's
episode,
Diddy.
I'm not going to be invited out there.
Yeah.
Listen,
blacklisted to the white party.
Yeah, blacklisted to the white party. Listen, I've done events out in the Hamptons. I've done big events out in the Hamptons. You know, but you'd never know that this type of stuff was going on, you know, in the shadows. You know
oh,
what I'm saying?
Oh, boy.
Like,
there is so much going on in the shadows. And now it's like some of the women who are named in lawsuits are coming out and saying shit. The one woman that he settled with outside of court, her lawyer put out a statement basically saying, we'll cooperate with the police. Like, sure, we settled with him out of court. She probably got a nice little payday to keep her fucking mouth shut.
Right.
But her lawyers were like, if the police come to us, we're talking.
But see, that's how do they do that? If they have an NDA and they were paid off, how could, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
like,
I think that the police could subpoena and they have to talk whether there's an NDA or not.
Not necessarily, not a legal.
I think
legal
it depends
document.
On the person. So if this is for, if yeah. he's being charged with sex trafficking, I think they can waive that NDA. I think they
wow.
can take care of that NDA.
All right. Fair enough. All right. I mean, again, I don't know.
Well, it's curious. So he obviously has not been charged with anything. We don't know exactly what's going on. It's very clear that they are building some sort of case. We don't know what they found in the raids, right?
Right.
So in the raids, and it could be anything. And this is what I find fascinating. Whenever they're raiding a house, it could be that they're looking for computers or cameras or a USB or whatever. They could be looking for stuff like that. But they also could be looking for, and I heard this on a podcast, and so I'm regurgitating this information that I thought was interesting. They also could have witness testimony that was like, oh, whenever you walk in the door, I was standing at to the left at the bar and I was having a drink and then this happened.
Corroborate
so they also
they
could
saying.
Be going in and just looking at the lay of the land to say like, oh, yeah, this person was in this house.
Right.
And this did happen. Or I, you know, was wearing a, I don't know, a red ball gag and blah, 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 that was in this room. And then they go to that room and they find those things.
Right.
That also backs up their story. So it's not right. just like electronics and shit like that that they're looking for. They're also trying to like back up witness statements.
Right.
Which I find fascinating.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's a little crazy, though.
Yeah. We don't know what's going to happen here. Like we said already, at the time of recording, nothing has happened. But something feels like it's a brewing, and we're waiting for it to go kaboom.
Now, what if, right?
Mm-hmm.
It turns out that he is innocent and he didn't do any of this stuff.
It's possible. I don't want to say that it's not.
And he's been dragged through the absolute shitstorm.
Then
you know
he will
mean?
Have a Netflix documentary come out in
wow.
4 years, and then we'll all be like, we're so sorry, Diddy.
Yeah, right? We're so sorry, Diddy. We didn't mean it. We know you did it.
Yeah.
We know you did it. I wonder how he's being treated by all of the other people in the industry right
oh,
now.
Oh, I am sure people are distancing themselves because he threw so many parties that the laundry list of big, huge, mm-hmm. famous names that have attended yeah. his parties
right.
is
right.
a mile long.
So it's like a hip-hop Epstein thing.
That's what it's looking like. That's what it sounds like.
Wow. Oy, 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 oy.
Yeah.
I really hope it's not going to be that. I hope they're wrong. I really do. I really do. Just like with the whole Michael Jackson thing, I just wanted them to be wrong with it. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, he died, so you'll never really, really know. I mean,
yeah,
they had that one documentary.
Yeah.
Did you watch that one documentary about? Yeah. Watch that.
No.
I forgot what it's called. They put him in such a bad light, but some of it, I'm still looking at him like, you know, well, he can't even defend himself. You know, he's dead.
Yeah. You know? Well, we'll find out. I feel like, I mean, time will tell with all of these matters that are going on. Time will tell. The truth doesn't fucking hide for too long. And, you know, like, I feel like it's not looking great for Diddy at this point. It's not looking like things are going well for him. I mean, you got
well.
Your
there's a lot of people.
Raided.
There are a lot of people that think and feel that Sean Combs is the one who hired the hit on
Tupac.
Biggie Smalls.
Oh, Biggie. Sorry. Yeah. Biggie. Uh huh.
You know what I mean? So you don't know. Maybe I don't know. Maybe
yep.
they're looking into that too. Maybe that's what they're really looking for under the guise of this other stuff.
It's about to get crazy.
Yeah, really nuts. I guess that's really all we can say about it right now because we don't know much more. It's just, you know, for the sake of the shit storm of everything that we keep hearing in the media, you know, and seeing that what we've talked about the last couple of weeks, like I really hope that it's nothing, and that he's exonerated. I really do. Just I would like for there to be one person to not be the scumbag that you know everybody's saying they are.
I understand.
Is that wrong?
No, I understand the hope. I don't think it's true. I think that shit's going to hit the fan soon. However, I understand the hope because we look at these people and they're success stories. And you like to think that people that hold these positions of power that, you know, brought themselves up and they're these huge successes and that you look up to them, or like even maybe not them, but their story can be inspiring. And then you find out that they were actual legit pieces of shit that were abusing their power and hurting people. And it's depressing. You're like, what the fuck? Can we just have one person that holds a position of power because it's something that we want, right?
Agreed.
And we're like, but I wouldn't be a piece of shit if I held that power.
No.
And so that's why whenever these stories come out, you're like, please, it would be so nice if this wasn't true, because we just want to believe that people that can hold power don't turn into massive piles of shit.
I agree. That's the best thing. That's the best way to end that. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. What do you call it? By the way, and since this is towards the end of the show now, let's leave this on a lighter note. Did you ever notice that Steve Carell and Alice Cooper look like they could be father and son?
No, but I need to Google it now.
It will never, ever, ever, ever. Leave your brain after.
Oh
you
my
see
god!
It. Yeah, Steve Carell next to Alice Cooper, they look like they could be father and son.
Oh my god! Everybody, like, go Google right now.
Yeah, or Steve Carell, you know, dressed up, you know, in a wig and makeup,
and he could pull it off. People would be like, "Oh my god!"
he could do the documentary of the movie on Alice Cooper.
That's amazing.
I met Alice a couple times. We don't know each other from Adam, other than we met at a couple of signing events. And, you know, I actually remember double taking him and saying, wait, is that? No, it's Alice Cooper. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's so funny.
So and I just saw a photo of the two of them side to side, like two different pictures.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, wow, wow. Wow, I'd be
doppelganger.
Shocked. Well, Steve Carell's mother might have been a little, you know what I'm saying, and got it on with the rock.
Oh, it's like that whole McConaughey and
McConaughey is, who is he? Woody Harrelson?
Woody Harrelson. Thank you. My God, my brain just fucking, it's all this coffee that I've been drinking. I just malfunctioned in the brain cells.
So they're like half brothers or something? Is that what the case is?
I don't know that for sure, but that's what they're like, oh, it's a possibility kind of a thing, you know? So I don't think that it's ever been confirmed that that's the case. But yeah, they talked about it being a possibility.
Wow. Talk about it being a possibility.
Yeah. You know? I mean, if it's true, the genes are strong in that one, right?
Yeah. What do you call it? Yeah. So definitely look up Alice Cooper and Steve Carell next to each other, side by side, and you're gonna shit yourself, because it's really, really, it's mind blowing. But anyway, guys, we love you. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for tuning into the Dirty Little Secrets Club. What do you call it? We hope you're enjoying the new format. We are absolutely having a great time giving it to you. Again, we felt really awful that the last couple of weeks, even though we love the shows, they've been very, very heavy. So hopefully you enjoyed us giving you a little bit fun, more fun content along with the heavy stuff this week.
Yeah, and if you guys are on social media, make sure you're tagging us. If you see anything hilarious or weird in the headlines that we should be talking about, please tag us and let us know, because we're always on the lookout. The world is a weird ass place.
And also, and don't forget, we are still the Dirty Little Secrets Club. So if any of you do have those dirty little secrets that are going to make us squeal, okay, you can send them to us.
I want
to
squeal. Because
we absolutely will read them here and there on the show. We do want to hear from you guys. We do want to hear your secrets. That is what built the Dirty Little Secrets Club. So if you send them in, as long as it's not the same thing over and over again.
No redundancy. We know you fucked your boss.
Right. You know, the glory holes. There's just so much. We could talk about the same thing over and over and over again. But if there's something that really pops out and you know, you submit it, still same place, you know, dirtylittlesecretsclub.com. If you go there, you drop your dirty little secrets in there. If there's something that hits us, we'll be like, hey, let's read this on air, and we'll do an old school minute there, you know, we'll have fun with it. So we don't want you to think that's completely gone. Just shoot us your secrets and we'll see what happens. Day, do you have anything else you want to leave them with?
The only thing that I would love to leave them with is that the first rule of the Dirty Little Secrets Club
Yes.
is to tell everyone about the Dirty Little Secrets Club.
Preach, sister, preach. We love you guys. We thank you so much again for tuning in every single week. What do you call it? Make sure you keep hitting us up because we've been hitting the charts.
Mm-hmm.
We were just number two in what was that?
That was on Good Pods. We hit
Good
number
Pods.
Two on Good Pods. Shout out to Australia. Shout out to Italy. Shout out to Canada. Shout out to the US of A. We've been hitting the charts on all of them over the last couple of weeks, and we appreciate it so much. Thank you, guys. Keep listening. Keep sharing. Keep telling friends.
We love you. We appreciate you. We'll see you again, God willing, next week.
Land. You think we want something from you, you got another thing coming.